Morning.
Thank you.
Before we begin, let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts that long to hear your voice. In moments when you seem quiet, help us to know that you are not absent. Open our ears, soften our hearts, and strengthen our faith. Speak to us now, even in the silence. In Jesus' name.
Well, my title is God Ghosting You? Ghosting is a popular Gen Z term. And it's when someone suddenly cuts off all communication with another person. No texts, no calls, no explanation. Basically disappearing like a ghost. Imagine you've been talking to a friend or a relative, or hanging out with someone regularly, and they one day just stop replying and never respond again. That's ghosting. Why do people ghost? Well, most people either do it to avoid comfortable conversations, which I'm sure all of us have been in a comfortable conversation we wanted to not be in, or they don't know how to say that they're no longer interested. Being ghosted often leaves another person confused, hurt, or questioning what went wrong, because there is no closure. There are moments in every believer's life when heaven feels quiet. You pray, and there's no answer. You wait, and nothing changes. You cry out, and all you hear is silence. And in those moments, the question many of us ask creeps in, God, where are you? But here's the truth we must hold on to today. God's silence is not his absence. Just because God is quiet does not mean he is gone. And just because he is unseen does not mean he is uninvolved. God does not break his promises. Not ever. Even when you don't feel him, you don't hear him, you don't understand him, he is still there. God does some of his greatest work in silence. Seeds grow in silence. Unless Miles is out there yelling in his field every day. I know I've heard Christy yell in the field a few times.
Oh, no.
No, never heard anything.
Roots deepen in silence. Faith matures in silence. In Psalm 66:18, it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. They're telling us that if we hold on to sin, the Lord will turn away from us and not hear our prayers until we repent. And if you think God might be ghosting you, a little self-reflection might be in order. Think about Joseph. Was God ghosting Joseph? Joseph, the son of Jacob, is a key figure in Genesis. Favored by his father, he was envied by his brothers and sold into slavery. Joseph had a dream from God, but then he was betrayed. Sold into slavery, falsely accused, forgotten in prison. Was God ghosting Joseph? To Joseph, God may have seemed silent, but God was not. He was orchestrating every delay, every injustice, every quiet season was preparing Joseph for purpose. Joseph remained faithful to God and gained a reputation for interpreting dreams. This led to his rise as a powerful leader under Pharaoh, where he helped prepare Egypt for a severe famine. In the end, Joseph forgave his brothers for selling him to slavery and recognized that God used his suffering for a greater purpose, saving many lives, including his family.
God is always working, even when you can't hear Him. Consider Job. Job is the central figure in the book of
Job.
Or Job. How many people have had a really, really bad day? Has anybody had a really bad day? Yeah, Billy Joel? Yeah. Billy Joel, have you read the book of Job? Well, if you thought you had a bad day, you should read the book of Job. Job had a real bad day. But he was righteous and a wealthy man known for his deep faith in God. To test his faith, Job lost his wealth, his children, and his health, enduring great suffering. Despite this, he refused to curse God, though he struggled to understand why he was suffering. Going back in Job chapter 4, 7, and 8, it says, Eliphaz says, "Remember now, whoever perished being innocent? Or where were the upright ever cut off? Even as I have seen those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same." Basically, this is saying, Job's friends are saying that you had to have sinned to face this hardship. But the worst of all, he lost the sense of God's presence. It might have seemed God was ghosting Job. In Job 23:8-9, he says, "I go forward, but he is not there. Backward, I do not perceive him. When he works on the left hand, I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him." That's raw. That's honest. It's real faith struggling. I wonder if Job felt like God was ghosting him. But here's what it says in Job 23:10. "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." Job couldn't see God, but he knew God could see him. Perhaps the most powerful example of ghosting comes from the cross. Jesus cried out in Matthew 27:46, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" In that moment, heaven was silent. No thunder, no angelic rescue, no immediate response from God. But was God absent? In this case, he was. That silence was God hiding his face from sin. It was atonement in progress. Jesus, in that moment, was bearing the sin of the world, and God was hiding his face from it. In Matthew 27:45, it says that from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. We know the weather can be weird. But just look at Tuesday. It was dry, 50 degrees, no snow. And then what? Snow accumulating on the ground, and it was way colder. And then a couple hours later, it was 50 degrees, dry, and windy again. So if anybody tells you that that can't happen, it can, especially if you live in Montana. But this darkness wasn't just the weather. It wasn't just a literary device. God was accomplishing salvation through what looked like silence. If God was working in the silence of the cross, He is certainly working in the silence of your life. Sometimes we need to examine ourselves before asking the question of God, "Where are you?" His silence in our lives could very well be because of our own hearts. It's easy to trust God when He speaks clearly. Is it? I mean, Is it? Sometimes we have a tendency to push back. I know I do. There are some times he speaks clearly, and I just don't want to do it. And I gripe the whole time. But what about when he doesn't speak? I know from experience, Charles and I, at Frontline, we have to put things together that sometimes don't come with instructions. And let me tell you, Christy has ordered things online that need to be assembled that don't come with instructions. And all you have to do is pray and hope you can figure it out. Silence reveals what we really believe. Whether we follow him for who he is or only for what he gives, that goes back to Job. Job 1, verse 10, the only reason, this is when Satan and God are meeting, and Job says, Satan says, the only reason Job worships you is because of all the blessings you give. Take the blessings away, I bet you he curses you. And silence reveals whether we trust his word. John chapter 1, verse 1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you don't fully trust in his Word, you don't fully trust in him. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. When God is silent, faith can grow stronger. Faith grows deeper if it's rooted in fertile soil. The parable of the four soils in the first three Gospels explains the path. Rocky ground, among thorns, and good soil. Seeds on the path are quickly eaten up by birds. Seeds in rocky ground grow real fast, but they have no deep roots, so they fall over quickly. Among thorns, the seeds grow among thorns, but the thorns eventually choke it. I've always seen the thorns as worldly desires. Good soil. Seeds in good soil grow and produce large harvests. This parable teaches the condition of a person's heart, determines how they receive it and respond to God's truth. It encourages believers to be like good soil and to be receptive, faithful, and fruitful. Why does God allow silence? To prepare us. God often prepares us in silence before he reveals us on purpose. Much like he did with Joseph. To build trust. Trust is strongest when it is not dependent on emotions. Job's story, if Job gave in to his emotions, would have been completely different. If he gave in to his emotions and he didn't have the faith that he had, who knows what would have happened to Job. And sometimes he allows silence to draw us closer. Sometimes God removes the feelings so we seek the relationship he wants with us. It's two-sided. Two-way road. He also allows silence to teach us to listen differently. Jesus used the parable of the sower to represent how people respond to God's word. He wasn't talking about the different types of soil as fixed categories, but about how people respond to truth. The focus is on the heart. If the heart isn't on God, then God's heart's not on you. Maybe God isn't ghosting us. Maybe we're ghosting God. What should you do in the silence? What should we do in the silence? When God seems quiet, don't drift, draw near. Keep praying, even if it feels one-sided. Stay in the Word. God has already spoken more than we often realize. Remain obedient. Don't stop doing what God has already told you to do. Worship anyway. Worship is not based on feelings, it's based on truth. Wait with expectation. Silence is not the end of the story. God is closest when He feels the farthest. Sometimes God is doing His most intimate work when He feels the most distant. Why? Because He's working in your heart, in your character, and in your dependence. He is shaping you into someone who doesn't just follow Him for miracles, but for relationships. If you're in a silent season right now, you're not forgotten. You're not overlooked. You are not abandoned. God sees you, much like Esau Job. God knows you. God is with you, even now, even here, even in the quiet. Silence is not God's rejection. It is often His preparation. The same God who spoke the universe into existence, raised Jesus from the dead, saved your soul, has not lost track of you. And when the silence lifts, and it will, you will see, God was not ghosting you. He was there the whole time. Let's pray. Lord, for those walking through silence, give them peace. For those waiting on answers, give them patience. For those struggling with doubt, give them faith. Remind us you are near, even when you are quiet. Teach us to trust in every season. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.